Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Since 2020, business owners in the Tahoe Basin have had one hurdle after another to keep their staff employed and their doors open. An ongoing and ever-evolving pandemic, wildfire, logjam supply chains, inflations, and a cost of living adding more pressure to the service industry, which is an essential pillar to Tahoe's economic well-being. In the past 2 years, we've checked in a couple times with Alex Hunt, the owner of Mountain Slice Cafe and Creamery on Lake Tahoe's West Shore. Alex joins us once again about the challenges that lay ahead for him and other businesses in the Tahoe region. Alex, good morning. Welcome back to Insight.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us again. When you first joined us on Insight, it was May of 2020, I believe, and you were faced with the possibility of closing your business temporarily or even perhaps permanently. 2 years plus, you're still in business. How do you reflect on the last 2 years and what stands out to you the most?
Yeah, we're still here. So it's been a wild ride. You know, back when we were talking, we're located here in Tahoe City. And us, along with a lot of the other business owners, local business owners here, we were just really kind of struggling to figure out how to keep the doors open, how to get creative, like a lot of places were across the country, to really, keep things sustainable for the employees that you had on and for yourself, just to keep your doors open. And, at the time, it wasn't even a matter of kind of turning a profit. It was just a matter of being able to, stay open and be able to provide a service to the community, because we didn't really know what was going to happen. And throughout everything that's gone on in the last 2+ years, I will say the adaptability of our town here in Tahoe City and in the Tahoe Basin in general, because we are a very tourist driven town, the adaptability that everyone has kind of collectively come to really embrace and encompass as far as trying to bring people back to Tahoe and everything like that has been phenomenal. And I think, we've really taken it in stride. Granted, there's been a few businesses across the board here that have closed, but some of those businesses that have closed has just been due to a change of ownership or whatever it may be. And whether or not that's a product of COVID, I can't really say one way or the other, but it's been very remarkable to see the resilience of our little town here, for sure.
With hindsight being 2020, if you were able to go back to yourself at March of 2020 and give yourself one word of advice or a piece of advice, what would you tell yourself?
I would tell myself that there is light at the end of the tunnel. In the beginning, it just looked very bleak. We didn't really know what to expect, like I said, and we were really trying to find ways to keep things moving forward in a time that felt very, very stagnant right then and there. It just felt like we were stuck and we didn't really know what to do. And a lot of the cities and the county ordinances were, coming in and out, and there was a lot of confusion there, and to no one's fault because everything was so new, but it was just really hard for us as business owners to keep having to, like, we felt bend over backwards with a lot of these new restrictions. And it's not that we weren't willing to, but it was just something new that was almost contradictory to something else that had come up the week before. And so that was a real hard thing for us to kind of get through. And so what I would tell myself back then is just, keep your head down, everything will work out, and just stay resilient like we had been, and not worry too much about it. The community really came out to support us. We tried to do a lot of interesting things, like a lot of the other pizza places here in the city did. So it's it worked out, and I would just tell myself, keep calm and move forward.
The challenges have just continued from the Caldor fire last year to now even economic issues from inflation and supply chain shortages. The Lake Tahoe Visitors Authority told Cap Radio that visitors who are going to Tahoe should expect shorter hours, less menu items. Have you had to make any of those similar cutbacks or changes?
Yeah, definitely. In regards to the fire, shout out to Cal Fire and all those guys keeping us safe and everybody protecting us on all those front lines. This year has been a blessing for us so far. We haven't really seen anything too much here in our area besides that Yosemite fire that was to the south of us. Other than that, this year has been great, and everyone's been doing a real good job as far as being fire safe. So we haven't really had to worry about people coming up and reducing their activities outside and reducing their time outside in that regard. So we've been seeing a lot of foot traffic and everything in that space. The one thing that we're, you know, kind of coupled with now, you know, is the supply chain issues and the housing shortages and stuff like that. Finding employees has always been kind of a little bit of a issue up here, us being a very small town and being a very much a ski town. And so you get a lot of people that are here for a season and out for a season. Luckily, I've been able to retain amazing staff. I've got really good employees that have been with me for a long time that are loyal to the shop. And I've got a lot of respect for them, and it's mutual. And so we all work together real well. And so that, as far as on that end, that hasn't been too big of a problem for me, but I know that's been a huge struggle. You know, that coupled with the housing that everyone's mm-hmm. been kind of struggling with has been, you know, real difficult for employers to keep employees. And I know that's been an issue. And then inflation's been the hard part too up here with supply chain issues. And, you know, because we are in a little bit more of a remote area, things are always a little bit more expensive up here, and now even more so, you know, as it is across the board, you know, throughout most of the nation. And so we're kind of dealing with that trade-off of having to pass some of that down to the consumer, but also understanding that, you know, people do have to drive up here. Gas prices are very expensive right now. And so we don't want to, you know, make it too heavy and hard, but at the same time, the cost of living is going up across the board. And so we do take that into account. And so we're just trying to make it fair and reasonable for everybody so that we can keep bringing people in through the doors without having to make them feel like, you know, when they leave that they spent more than they should and it wasn't, you know, they weren't getting the value and the bang for their buck.
I mean, I'm reminded of a conversation we had just this past spring in March with the Tahoe Prosperity Center. And it was about a survey of people living and working across the Tahoe Basin. And they found that 6 out of 10 residents said the region is on the wrong track. Where do you stand with that question? Especially, you really touched upon the affordability issue and the cost of living for people who are not tourists, but locals.
You know, people ask about optimism and you know, where I lie as far as an optimistic view for the future up here. And it's hard to say. There's been so many changes that has happened through COVID, and it's not to say that our community hasn't come through to the other side, because we have, but we're still trying to find that balance now with the influx of people moving to the area now that remote working is becoming a more of the norm for more and more companies as it becomes more feasible. And so finding that balance of the housing being snatched up where we can't necessarily maintain a labor workforce up here, it is hard. And my optimism really lies in kind of just the day-to-day, just to make sure that we can keep doing what we're doing. And we do have a strong community up here of locals, and a lot of the locals up here tend to look out for each other. And so we try to band together when times are tough, and right now in the housing scheme of things, times are tough. You know, it, as far as the cost of living goes, times are tough, you know, gas prices, times are tough. So am I optimistic for the future? I will say I am. I'm always optimistic for the future. I'm still breathing. I've got a roof over my head. I've got great employees, great friends. I play in a great band mm-hmm. right now, Pipe Down, shout out. But
Pipe
I just,
Down?
Yes, ma'am. Little reggae band. That was a little combination of COVID and everything too that came out of it as well. And so there is good to be had from all of this. And so I am optimistic for the future. There's just things that we need to work on as a community collectively so we can get there, as far as housing goes, as far as maintaining a sibilance between the tourists that come up and the locals. Because of everything that has come up, there has been that tendency for the locals to kind of shun the people that do come up, because, you know, we do deal with a lot of trash and a lot of pollution and
stuff.
Not
everyone's respectful, right?
Exactly. And so that's something that we do have a little bit of animosity towards when it comes to the people coming up, and that hatred kind of boils over sometimes, and we need to really learn how to, you know, they're going to be here, and so we just need to learn how to cohabitate and just make sure that we can keep everybody happy, keep our doors open, keep everybody on the same page as far as Tahoe's here. It's a beautiful place, and we want to maintain that, and we want to maintain the local businesses here because they're the ones that keep this place running. They're the ones that give it its charm. We're the ones that are really trying to do what we can for the community when the community needs it.
Before we let you go, we just have about 10 seconds or so left. I'm just curious, what's your favorite pizza? We head up to Mountain Slice. What should we order?
Oh, man, my favorite pizza. I'm a New Yorker, so I'm from New Jersey and New York. So my favorite slice is a cheese slice, but you got to come get one of our specialty slices. The Bee Sting with jalapeno sausage, fresh drizzle of our hot honey that we make in house, and fresh garlic. That's one of our more popular ones.
And you can get it by the slice, too?
You get about the slice till 5 o'clock, and then we do whole pies all until 7:30. We make a limited amount of dough because I'm a very small restaurant, so I do sell out every day. Place your orders early, guys, and we'll make sure we get it to you.
Alex, thank you for an on-the-ground level and a look at what's happening in Tahoe.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Thanks for having me back. I appreciate it, and let's do it again soon.
Yeah, and maybe listen to Pipe Down soon.
Hey, listen to Pipe Down. We got a bunch of shows coming up. We got a river show coming up here locally on the 30th. It's going to be a blast with some local bands coming through, too. Check it out, guys.
Alex Hunt is the owner of Mountain Slice Cafe and Creamery in Tahoe City. That is it for Insight Today. You can learn about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones, and our engineer is Chris Feltz. Joe Barr is Cap Radio's chief content officer. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you next week.